This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shea Fed sheds Nembhard. Dances and spins up and in. A right-hand reverse. Timeout Indiana 52-29 Thunder. The thunderstorm is in full bloom now, baby. And I hear some hail. 4:47 left in the second. Pacers running for cover. Thunder by 23 in game two.
Matt Pindo on the Thunder Radio Network. Welcome to the show. Final score 123-107. Thunder dominant. Evening the series at one game apiece. Perloff, you think this is starting to look more like the varsity versus the JV when it comes to Thunder versus the Pacers?
Well, I think you're putting words a little bit into my mouth. I call the West the varsity compared to the JV. Now, the Pacers are a great matchup for the Thunder, who could make this a longer series, but I'm going to borrow this from Worldwide Wob. Do you get a little bit of a Lakers, Sixers, 2001 final? Friday was the 24th year anniversary of Allen Iverson stepping over Ty Lue. Now, as you recall, my Sixers won game one of that series in overtime, then lost the next four. So I do worry that game one was an anomaly because I want a long series. I want to see Halliburton play well, but there are matchups that are problematic for the Pacers. They do not know how to slow down SGA. And then last night you saw his Thunder teammates catch up and hurt them too.
Yeah, I get that. And I know the Thunder are this amazing defensive team as well.
Oh,
they
yeah.
really put the stranglehold on the Pacers. But no, I'm not getting that sense that this is back to 2001.
I think it was 01, yeah.
Yeah, no,
Iverson versus the Lakers.
I'm not getting that because that 76ers team was Allen Iverson and good luck to anyone outside of Philadelphia remembering the rest of that starting five. This Pacer team is built completely different than that. Because Halliburton is actually a pass-first point guard. He actually needs to start looking more for his shot much earlier in the game. First three quarters last night, he's 2-for-7. I mean, he was doing nothing. Finally started to hunt his shot a little bit more in the fourth quarter to try another comeback, but it was not to be. I think that Iverson, we knew, was going to be the guy who needed to score 30.
Right.
And this Pacer team is completely different than that one to me. So, no, I don't think so. Mm. And by the way, the Pacers haven't played well yet. They stole game one at the very, very end of the game, even though they had 25 turnovers. And obviously last night they were not good. Did they have another gear? Now they're going home. They did what they had to do, which was just win a game.
You're right. No, you're absolutely right with all that. But I think this Pacers team is not that different. It's kind of a star point guard and a star center. So the Sixers had Dikembe and Allen Iverson. Then this is where we view the Pacers. A lot of good, not great players. Now, obviously, Pascal Siakam's won a title, but it's not like he's considered a top 10 player in anybody's book. I think these are sort of role players around Halliburton. And they've elevated and credit the coach, Rick Carlisle, high-end role players, but a version of role players. Guys, you know, a lot of their contributing players have been in the G League at some point.
Sure.
I just think that I just don't see this as enough talent to overcome the Thunder strangling style. Also, my guy Obi Toppin, what are you doing?
Well, 5 threes in game one. I don't think we were ever seeing that again.
And then he was 1-for-8 last night. Two bad turnovers. I just think that it is possible that the Thunder figured something out and take a stranglehold of this.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So we've got some NBA finals for you. And of course, the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff.
It's time to feast your ears on Maggie and Perloff's Mount Olympus.
Super excited for today as we go through the four sports gods of every great sports city in this country and parts of Canada. Not to get into old business, we'll do that later. I cannot believe I lost the Philadelphia poll to Perloff.
I don't know what you're talking about here. You keep saying that. Like, where did you think you had the advantage? Because of AI?
The fact that I put an eagle on there and you didn't have any Philadelphia Eagles, but that was Friday. We turn the page now to Monday, and today we go to the City of Angels. And obviously, you know, we're seeing all the crazy things happening in LA. We're thinking about everyone there and hoping everybody stays safe. And while maybe we distract you a little bit by talking about sports gods here, so Pearl, you want to do the honors? Who are the four sports gods from the City of Los Angeles?
Okay, to me this was pretty easy. Except for the fourth one. Okay. Number one, the first name that jumped to my mind was Magic Johnson. Not just for everything he did for the Lakers, but personality. Is there a better Los Angeles athlete than Magic Johnson? Still, obviously, has a tremendous influence there in the community. Owns part of the Dodgers. Basketball-wise, I actually think Magic Johnson is underrated. Because he obviously doesn't have the gaudy points. Five-time champion, three-time NBA Finals MVP. How crazy is that? Dominant. The thing that he did, he did not need to score to dominate a game. I don't think there's any NBA player you can say that more about than Magic Johnson. So that's an easy one. Number two, Kobe Bryant. I think the murals speak for themselves. Also five titles, I believe.
Yep.
Incredible impact on the city. The city, I think, more so than his hometown of Philadelphia, really embraced Kobe Bryant. He chose that city. He said, don't draft me if you're not L.A. And they obviously loved him back. You see, since his tragic death, the sort of worship for Kobe Bryant. And we're talking about sports gods at Mount Olympus. He's a sports god. Easy choice. Now, okay, here's one who I think some people might leave off, but they shouldn't. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He was in L.A. for much longer than Milwaukee. And I think he's another underrated player. He has a great argument to be right there with LeBron James as the second best player of all time, in my opinion. I have Jordan 1 in that particular debate. But what Kareem did over the years, six-time champion, one with Milwaukee, two-times NBA Finals MVP, six-time NBA MVP. Kareem also embraced L.A. and just part of the culture there. So my fourth one, this got tricky. I didn't want to go for Lakers. I didn't want to put Jerry West on there. I wanted a Dodger. And I debated all day long. I had to go with Sandy Koufax because at Sandy Koufax's peak, his peak, which was not long, he retired early, was as dominant as any pitcher we've ever seen. Here's one stat just to give you. In 8 World Series appearances, he was 4-3. Not great. He had a .95 ERA with 61 strikeouts in 57 innings. He had some of the great postseasons of all time. Was incredible in his short career. Was dominant. And as I've been reading a little bit, helped establish baseball in L.A. after a move from Brooklyn, was the first biggest star. So there were a lot of great Dodgers through the years. To me, Koufax is the one that is sort of sports icon, sports god worthy.
All right, well, you and I have some overlap here because I think there are some that are unassailable, and obviously Magic and Kobe are the two. Now, though, that's where it ends for Lakers for me, as far as sports gods in L.A. Sandy, I also had. Now, I really debated putting Shohei here.
Oh, my God. I spent so much time about Shohei.
Was it really the Anaheim thing, too? Yeah, well, I mean, he was in Anaheim, but that is weird. The little brother kind of organization in L.A. But just we're watching like a living sports god. We really
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely. But did you put him on?
I did not. I put Sandy Koufax on. And I don't understand why it took so long for Sandy Koufax to get a statue, by the way. I've never gotten a good answer on that. Anyway. My final spot, Mount Olympus, sports gods of L.A., I took this from you. You put Joe Louis on your Detroit Mount Olympus because he's from Detroit.
Yes.
Serena Williams, ladies and gentlemen, learning tennis. Tennis courts in Compton. Did anyone even know there were tennis courts in Compton, California, before Serena Williams and Venus and the Williams family made that famous? You cannot ask for a more, like, bootstraps LA story as far as, you know, a father teaching his daughters how to play tennis in a place that seemed unlikely, right? Maybe the most unlikely in the 90s, where, you know, things are particularly bad. And for Serena to win 23 major titles, most of the Open era, second all time, she's one of the great athletes that exist in sports, period, full stop. And she is synonymous with LA. Just look back at a Super Bowl halftime show. She comes out with Kendrick Lamar. Yep. She's the icon as far as, I wanted to just say women's athletes, like female athletes. I think just athletes. She is an icon in LA, and she's so associated with Los Angeles.
Totally agree. You know, the reason that I went with the Dodgers and Lakers, I think the Dodgers are a huge force in LA, and so are the Lakers. Serena is an individual.
Yep.
I just think the Lakers and the Dodgers seem like a bigger deal. It's like kind of part of the fabric of every sports fan thing. Serena, of course, she's Compton. Everybody knows the story. But I would just argue that I think the Dodgers and Lakers are a bigger deal to LA specific sports fans. Serena could go on the Mount Olympus of the nation. She doesn't need to be on LA to me.
Can I bring up why I did not put Kareem on my Mount Olympus?
Because yeah,
obviously
why?
I thought about it. I thought about Kareem. I thought about Dr. Jerry Buss. I thought about a lot of big figures in LA. I don't know the Kareem relationship with the Laker fans. It is nothing to me like, it, at least it seems like, nothing to me like what Magic and what Kobe had. Because Kareem himself is just a different type of personality. And I don't know, you know, how fans in L.A. feel about him. I just know as personally being able to interview him a few times and being lucky enough to do that. He's like not this warm and fuzzy guy. And he's not going to be that guy for you, by the way. And, you know, it's funny because he has like all these movie credits to his name. And I love the movie Airplane. And he was in that and the Bruce Lee connection and all of it. But he was not like Magic's, you know, 10,000 watt smile. That's not what you were getting from Kareem. He was not going to engage like that. So I don't know what his relationship is like with the Laker faithful.
I would say one thing. He chose LA twice. I mean, he could have gone. I mean, I guess, of course, he was going to go to UCLA. Yeah. But he chose to come out there from New York. And then he, I believe, forced that trade in so many words out of Milwaukee. So he really embraced L.A., and he was all into yoga and all that stuff. Like, I feel like he's pretty California.
He's into yoga.
Kareem was pretty California. And we recently watched that show, Winning Time, on HBO. I understand what you're saying, but Kareem was the captain. You know, it was in many ways his team throughout his run, along with Magic's team. Magic at a certain point took it over, but I understand what you're saying. Like, Kobe and Magic have a little bit of a different sports god feel, but Kareem is, to me, the definition of a sports god. Again, nothing wrong with Serena being there.
Can I tell you the other person who I really struggled with because I thought they had a case.
Who's that?
Like a Marcus Allen.
Ah, no way.
Or a Reggie Bush.
Oh, you're saying Marcus Allen from college.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there was actually one real LA.
Well, I know, and it would have been OJ, but obviously we're not doing OJ. He's not getting on the Mount Olympus. No, there's no way that's happening.
I actually thought about that, too. Because college, USC is in many ways the pro football team through all these years.
Right. And so I'm like, I was thinking about that. I'm like, man, I feel like there is like a Marcus Allen, Reggie Bush does deserve to be here.
Absolutely. Reggie Bush in particular jumps to mind. And now Marcus Allen, I always get confused what was in L.A., what was in Oakland. Obviously had the football. I think he won a Super Bowl for the L.A. Raiders. And the L.A. Raiders are huge because Ice Cube, I know that was a big deal when they were there. That's a good one. Don Drysdale actually jumped to mind because he, in many ways, was more of a Dodger than Sandy Koufax. He was like Mr. Hollywood as well. There are a lot of names. I mean, it's L.A. It's got such a rich sports history. But by the way, I did one fun thing, too.
What's up?
The anti-Mount Olympus. I have some names for you.
Okay, hold that thought for a second. Yeah. The anti-Mount Olympus. What do we call that? The Hades?
Yes.
Our Greek mythology gets a little mixed up when we try to go too deep here. Sean's in Oregon. Sean, who'd we leave off our Mount Olympus, the four sports gods of L.A.?
Hey, there's an ace pitcher that plays for the Dodgers. And I don't know how long, you know, he's going to be there. He's been there his entire career. And when was the last time an ace pitcher stayed with his team for his entire career like Clayton Kershaw?
Yep.
We went through a long drought, brother. I didn't see it. We won a World Series in 1988 with Kirk Gibson.
And I like Tommy Lasorda. I'm one of Tommy's boys.
Yeah.
And we just love Tommy Lasorda. And but Clayton Kershaw, he's made a difference there. And he'll forever be loved by Dodger Nation. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, Sean, Kershaw is on my list, too.
Okay, so the one thing about Kershaw, and I love him, too. One of the great pitchers we've seen.
Did you know he went to high school with Matt Stafford?
No. Oh, my gosh. 4.5 ERA in the postseason.
Yeah, it's the postseason. But, you know, they have gotten a couple, really one title. Yeah, it's hard. That was on my mind.
I don't know. It seems a little reductive just to put it down to that, especially because baseball's not really a sport that's counted, like, by rings. It's not the same type. It's not like basketball or, you know, even for football quarterbacks to a certain extent. It's just not like that. You can be an amazing Hall of Fame player, never play in the playoffs, period.
Yeah. Mike Trout.
Well, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gretzky easily could have made this, but he didn't win a title with LA. I think he spent 8 years there and obviously brought hockey to America. But if he'd won a cup, then he might have gotten in there.
Lasorda's interesting.
That was what I thought.
Lasorda is a huge figure in LA.
His belly is a huge figure.
Oh, that's not nice.
Remember, he used to do those Slim Fast commercials all those years.
He's not with us anymore. I know. Don't pick at his weight.
I did get a chance to interview him once.
We had a big issue with Tommy Lasorda, who was from Philly, I believe. Tommy Lasorda was great. But it's even like, if you're going to put a coach, Pat Riley, I think, would be the one.
Okay, but Pat Riley.
I'm doing John Wooden.
John Wooden, right. I obviously get pro coaches. You're right. John Wooden, Pat Riley.
Now you got to share with New York and Miami.
Oh, New York.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Riley's biggest impact in the NBA was when he brought, well, I guess Wes had brought it, but the Showtime Lakers, you could easily, that's a great question. Wooden is unassailable.
Wooden would be in a place all of his own.
He is someone I feel like maybe should have made this list.
Yeah, but who are you taking out?
I think I would take Koufax out.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
but
tough,
you,
though.
But to have four basketball guys, four basketball guys in a city, we've had this problem where you don't want to do all the same sport. That's the only issue. But there's nothing wrong with Wooden.
Maybe this is, I could have a wrong feel for the Dodgers. I love the city of LA. I just feel like the Dodgers are almost larger than any player.
The franchise is big.
Like, where the Lakers, like, almost all they have is star power. Like, that is the life force of star power is not the life force of the Dodgers. I know it may feel that way now because of, like, the players they've had, but I feel like the Dodgers are just kind of an institution. The Lakers, I feel like the star power is what powers the organization.
You're always waiting for the next star, and lo and behold, what happened this year? Luka falls out of the sky.
So I don't have a problem putting a lot of Lakers on there. Yeah. If it had to do three, I would have done the three that you guys did. But then I think I would have put someone like John Wooden, who's just so, again, I mean, the greatest college basketball coach of all time, maybe the greatest coach of all time.
If you had to do football, I've seen Deacon Jones made some lists. I think Aaron Donald would be fine, but it doesn't feel, it's football's been in and out of the town. To do a pro football team would be
football,
weird.
A pro football, weird relationship, right, with the city of LA.
Can I give you real quick, my Mount Hades?
No, let's save it. You have to do this right now?
We could save it. I don't know if anyone's staying in their car to hear this one, but.
Well, that kind of tease. This is the Mount Hades. This is the anti-sport, the anti-heroes, the anti-sports
guys. This would be the underworld, the four Hades of
Maggie and Perloff.
I love this part of it.
That actually suits our show a little bit more. And Perloff definitely took a shot at Tommy Lasorda's weight.
I'm sure Tiana Trump somewhere in
there. Well, I almost said, me and Angelo Cataldi both consider the Philly fanatic. For Philly on Friday, whose arch nemesis was Tommy Lasorda.
That's true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know if Tommy Lasorda gets over Drysdale, Koufax, Kershaw, Garvey.
Well, maybe that's why the Dodgers representative should be Vin Scully.
Vin Scully would have been great.
Vin Scully,
Chick Hearn would should have gotten some play, too.
So EJ knows this. I said, I gave him my four last night. I said, I'm going to Jedi mind trick Perloff here because I think he felt so bad that Bob Uecker did not make your Wisconsin Mount Olympus. I thought you were going to put Vin Scully on.
Could have.
Just a bit outside.
The problem is, LA, you have 500 titles. There's so many big athletes. It's not Milwaukee. No offense to Milwaukee.
Can I give you another one? So we mentioned this when we did Dallas, the Mount Olympus of sports gods in Dallas. And I think it was mentioned in jest, but by you, Pearl. I think it was by you. But the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
No. I would definitely would put them on there, but I'm not sure I said that.
So the Laker girls.
Well, you
do they rise to the same level as Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders? They are iconic. It's not one person. Paul Abdul is probably the most famous one, but it's not like, do they deserve a consideration in terms of the sports scene? Maybe not over John Wooden, but you know what I'm saying?
I don't think they're quite the level of Cowboys cheerleaders. I mean, that was the Cowboys cheerleaders when I was a kid were on Love Boat. Like they were,
but to be fair,
they're iconic.
The Winter Girls were part of Showtime. That was part of the strategy behind Showtime. Was to also have the Laker girls. Like, that was a whole thing. We saw that in the Winning Time show. I think they're probably the second most famous cheerleader group in the world besides the Cowboys.
Anyway.
Probably,
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. What'd we get right? What'd we get wrong? The Mount Olympus, the four sports gods from the city of L.A., and Perloff will do the gods of the underworld of L.A. next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wait a minute. I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You play basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm sorry, son, but you must have me confused with someone else. My name is Roger Murdoch. I'm the co-pilot.
You are Kareem. I've seen you play. My dad's got season tickets.
It's Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Of course, we're doing the Mount Olympus, four sports gods for every major sports city, and today is L.A. I put Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on there. Maggie did not, in part because I love the movie Airplane, which that quote was from. But also, you know he has six MVPs. You're aware of this. Bill Russell has five, and Michael Jordan has five. Your guy LeBron has four, and Wilt has four. He is arguably a top three of all-time NBA player. So I understand why people want to put Magic and Kobe. They're big figures in L.A., but Kareem belongs at the top of Mount Olympus, And you left him off, Maggie. Explain.
Well, my dad says that you don't only run up and down the court and don't really try except during the playoffs. That's the other line from Airplane.
You try dragging Walton and Lanier up and down the court.
Busting my buns every night.
Yeah.
Such a great line from Kareem. Great movie. I know. The reason why I didn't put him as my sports gods, I know what a great basketball player he is. Yeah. I don't think he connected with the city in the way that Magic and Kobe did. And then I got to go to Sandy Koufax, and then I got to go to Serena Williams. You know, there's so many amazing figures in L.A., and the fact that we did leave off John Wooden, which now does feel like a huge mistake. I mean,
yes, but a city like L.A., I think you could do four athletes. I've kind of leaned athletes over coaches unless you really need it to fill a spot.
No, I mean, if you had Tommy Lasorda on here, I don't think people would have gotten upset about that.
Is Tommy Lasorda a greater – I mean, you could do a side one. I think Riley was a bigger deal than – Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah, I just feel like Lasorda is so thought of as L.A. I think Riley, now he's been in Miami for so long, put the Heatles together. Obviously, Showtime Lakers, but I also think about that with Jerry Buss. Is he more Showtime Lakers even than Riley?
Well, I don't know. I think Pat Riley, yes, he's been in Miami forever, but he invented something with the Lakers. Like, that was the slick back hair. To me, that's so iconic. Where Tommy Lasorda was really, really good for many, many years, but he wasn't the dominant coaching figure in the sport.
You promised us a Hades at Gods of the Underworld of L.A., which is interesting because I don't know where you're taking this.
Oh, it's easy. I was thinking there were some names. It started because I was looking at O.J. because he had so much success at USC, but he could go into the underworld. The non-sports gods, obviously Donald Sterling, the Clippers owner, is ahead of that. O.J., Donald Sterling, Ipe, who tried to ruin your guys, Shohei Ohtani.
Ipe!
And I could come up with a fourth one, but I got a good one. D'Angelo Russell for ratting out Nick Young to Iggy Azalea was my fourth sports Hades. Because LA's had a lot of sports success recently. It was hard to find a bad one. But I'm going to put D'Angelo Russell, who's also kind of a disappointment as a player. So that's my fourth.
That is funny.
Pretty unassailable.
That's a good list.
I mean, he definitely ratted out Swaggy P.
Oh, definitely. That was.
He filmed him. He posted it.
By the way, we can't put in. I don't mean to put in with OJ and Donald Sterling.
The offenses are a little bit different.
But and Ipe was a shout out to you, Maggie, because of your Ipe obsession.
I still don't know. Someone's placing $17 million worth of bets. You have no idea.
Have you followed? Like, he's not showing up to court? Like, there's a lot going on with Ipe. You got to get back. You got to. What's your latest obsession again? I can't remember. Bill Belichick. You got to drop that and get back to Ipe. Ipe's doing all sorts of weird things.
What is it, some kind of intervention, guys? I'm fine, okay?
He's calling the plays, but she's calling the shots. It's time for As the Tar Heel Turns.
That's Maggie's baby right there.
Did I write that copy? Yes, I did.
I thought that was about Perloff and Maggie for a second.
Fair. You know what? No, Belichick's my new obsession. Me and, I guess, Pablo Torre, although he's really doing the legwork here.
Yeah. Can they just play a darn football game at some point?
It's all downhill from there.
You think I'm going to read the MRI?
They're going to go out there and be 8-3 against a horrible ACC schedule. We're going to be left in limbo, not knowing if Bill Belichick's a good coach. I'm telling you, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Or a good boyfriend.
No, it turns out he's an awesome boyfriend.
Are they going to show her during the games? I'm sorry, now I'm getting into
this. Yes, definitely.
You have to.
But does she hide knowing?
No.
Does she hide? Have you met Jordan Hudson? Well, none of us have, but... We can imagine.
Is Mike Lombardi, the GM of North Carolina football, going to lock her in a closet come 12 noon on Saturday?
Oh, man. Those are pretty good. I have not been following the Ipe thing.
So yeah, he's Ipe just didn't not show been
showing
up, court.
Up to court?
I don't. That's the headline I saw.
No, he didn't report to prison, remember? And then they changed the date, and I think that date has passed, and he still is... technically a free man.
That guy just plays by his own rules.
Is he on the lam?
Well, now I think Maggie, your friends in the conspiracy circle, I think starting to think that maybe he's been like silenced or he's been forgiven for taking the fall and he's been like swept away somewhere.
By who?
Like
the Illuminati.
Japanese, yeah, the like the Shohei people.
The Yakuza?
The other Shohei people have like...
The Yakuza? Oh, no.
I've watched...
Yeah. So it's like, okay, thanks for taking the fall. Everyone thinks, except for Maggie, that Shohei's innocent. Now, instead of jail, you're in a place where no one's going to find you and you can actually be free for the rest of your life. Just like off the grid.
But
he's like with the deflator somewhere?
I don't know.
He's been exiled to Taiwan.
But he's not in jail. He's still not in jail.
Is he still placing bets on UCLA women's soccer? Because this guy has a serious problem.
That's the one thing they asked.
Meanwhile, this was the TV show about Shohei.
Hiroshi Matoyo Carp against the Yomiuri Giants. What's the money line on that one?
Yeah.
Wait, is he in trouble because UCLA women's soccer isn't shaping up to be good this season? Is that what you mean?
He kept betting on that.
I don't know. Big Ten schedule is rough.
Apparently he was betting on women's soccer. Lionsgate is developing a show about Shohei and Ipe?
Oh, of course. Everything's a show now. There's probably 4 Bill Belichick shows in the works.
Well, I know.
3 executive produced by Pablo Torres.
And no, the other one by Jordan Hudson.
I was going to say, she tried to get one produced herself. And
fortunately, there's probably one also starring Tiana Trump.
Nobody wants to see that, by the way.
Huh?
Nobody wants to see an adult film based on Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, dude.
I'm telling you, it's being beast.
Well, we got the Ring camera, so let's find out.
There might be one.
Exactly. Let's find out. Put that out on the internet.
I don't want a Bow Chicka Bow Wow film with Bill Belichick.
A little
no thanks.
Ray J, Kim K type of action.
Yeah. Who are the sickos who want to see that?
Patriots fans.
Got real quiet around here.
I mean, I'm sure. There's a lot of things because on the drop down menu, there's a lot of subcategories of these websites. I would think old man, young woman is one of them.
Is that right?
Do you think there's a Robert Kraft video?
Is cut off sweatshirt one of them?
Yeah, I mean, has the internet found something that's inappropriate that no one wants to see? We watched Rex Ryan's feet. Mrs. Rex Ryan's feet.
Mrs. Rex Ryan. Yeah. I don't know if I want to see Rex
I think he
feet.
Put that video
there's a
out
page
there.
Of Maggie's feet. Everybody likes something.
Nobody likes Bill Belichick. Except Jordan.
Except
Hudson.
Jordan, yeah.
Yeah.
And Bostonians.
Now I can't get off the hoodie and nothing else. Like, are we Winnie the Pooh style with the hoodie? I'm sorry.
Oh, gross.
Why did you come back?
Listen, my name's on the show. Honestly, the Wiki feet thing with me is weird. It's odd. My feet are huge. Like, why that is... I don't know why there's so many entries.
Intern Nick, this is Maggie. Her feet are enormous, by the way.
Facts.
Listen, I'm not into feet at all, but I would take that 10 times out of 10 over Bill Belichick and a hoodie and nothing else.
During coitus.
Oh, God.
I think you said Winnie the Pooh is just not something I just can't unhear.
Sorry.
Bill Belichick just standing there like Winnie the Pooh.
What do you call it when it's shirt, no pants? You got another word?
The Pooh.
Oh, boy. Bogus, it's you. Updates, headlines.
Thanks, guys. The Thunder wasted little time showing that they had recovered from their Game 1 heartbreak.
Shea Fed sheds Nembhard. Dances and spins up and in a right-hand reverse. Timeout Indiana, 52-29 Thunder. The thunderstorm is in full bloom now, baby. And I hear some hail.
It's not the best pillow talk from Matt Pinto on Thunder Radio, but it was a...
Weather puns for Perloff, though. This is like catnip.
Wow, by the way, you might actually have to beware of actual hail, right? It's crazy
like
weather
tornadoes
right now.
Going down right
I know,
now,
you sent us that story. That
they had to produce a game out of Bristol because there's tornadoes all over the area. As someone is a big fan of Twisters, too. I know all about this.
I love Sharknado, so I mean, I'm all in with the tornadoes.
No, anytime that Perloff can get weather talk into the show, he'll do it.
Him
weather
and Mike Trout,
traffic.
Man. Weather and traffic with Andrew Perloff.
Is that true?
Hour?
I don't know.
On the 8th.
It's better than bottomless Bill Belichick or whatever.
Bottomless Bill Belichick.
I wonder what his shape is.
Like he's like a mimosa.
No. Bottomless mimosas are good.
Well, in both instances, you leave there puking. Wow. Back to you, folks.
Oh, thanks. okay, so took control of game 2 in the second quarter. Basically never looked back. They won 123-107 to level the finals at 1. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander finishing with 34 and 8 assists.
We got stops. We ran. We capitalized on our opportunities. We just strung it together, and I think we strung it together more often than we did in game 1.
SGA now has a record 72 points through his first 2 finals games, and he had help last night, 19 points from Jalen Williams, 20 off the bench from Alex Caruso. The Pacers supporting cast was not the issue last night. It was Tyrese Haliburton only scoring 5 points through 3 quarters, and Pascal Siakam missing 8 of the 11 shots he took. At least they'll be back at home for game 3 on Wednesday night. The Yankees did not win on Sunday Night Baseball, falling at home to the Red Sox 11-7, but the Mets did win in the afternoon in Colorado.
Here's the 0-1.
Where?
Hit high and deep to left field. Beck going back to the track. He looks up, and it is gone! Two-run home run, Pete Alonso. 12-3 Mets in the top of the eighth, and now one more person to jump on that leaderboard list. Career home run number 243. He is now second all-time on the Mets home run list.
Keith Radd on Mets Radio. Alonso, two of the Mets' six homers in a 13-5 rout of the Rockies. The Amazons get a three-game sweep. They go 5-2 on this road trip. They're a season-high 18 games over 500, 4.5 games clear of the Phillies atop the NL East. And as for that all-time home run list, Alonso jumping David Wright for solo second and is now chasing only Darryl Strawberry.
Mets have the most wins. Mets have the most wins in the National League, right?
They do.
We're going to take a quick impartial show of hands while Bogush, everyone think about this while Bogush does more of his update here. There's two comments right now in the chat that we could read or we could not read.
I mean, we're reading them.
Well, why don't you continue with your update and let's let the producers take a look and see if they think it's a good idea.
The Green Bay Packers now expected to release corner Jaire Alexander later today. He's only played 14 games over the last two seasons after making two Pro Bowls in a three-year span. And the Texans are reportedly signing veteran running back Nick Chubb. The Chicago Sky confirmed yesterday that veteran point guard Courtney Vandersloot suffered a torn right ACL on Saturday. The 36-year-old just became the franchise's leading scorer. And both Manny and I mentioned last night's Vancouver-Seattle MLS match on Friday.
Yes.
Because Vancouver wasn't sure to be able to play with multiple players sick after a trip to Mexico and nine others away from the team for international duty.
You're welcome, Caps.
They did play last night, and they won 3-0 over the Sounders, extending their MLS unbeaten streak to 11 matches.
Soccer in the Pacific Northwest, girl. Telling you, nothing like it.
Did they trace back what did everybody eat or something in Mexico? Or they all drank the water by accident somewhere you shouldn't?
I did not see the follow-up for an explanation, but it was like 26 of the 33 people in the traveling party were sick.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Did you get sick when you went to Mexico and you didn't tell me?
Well, when I ate that habanero pepper by accident.
Oh, no.
Vacation,
I remember that.
Vacation really took a turn.
By accident on purpose.
Yep.
I think they should label those.
They did.
They most certainly did. But probably both English and Spanish.
Maybe, or alternative solution, maybe you could be a little less soft.
Dude, I'm just kidding. The next show that we do is eating a habanero, and then let's just sit back and wait.
I can't even do medium spicy salsa. I'm not going to do a habanero. I was totally joking.
I thought I was going to end up in a Cancun emergency room. I really did. Thankfully, I did not.
We call that the lobby of a hotel.
Pull that behind the swim-up bar.
Dude, that would have closed the pool. Two comments from the chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. Kevin saying Maggie has blessed feet. Do you realize how many blessings had to be said over these feet to get them to the size
blessings.
They are? This is every world
An
religion,
entire Bible.
Major and minor. Somehow blessed my feet. And as we were talking about the idea of Bill Belichick wearing a hoodie and nothing else, informally known as being Winnie the Pooh, Drunkle Sam said Bill got his head stuck in the honeypot. We're going to go to break. We've got the M&P 500 coming up next. Whose stock is up? Whose stock is down after a big weekend?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
Welcome back to Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff Show on your radio. We do M&P 500 every Monday. Perloff, stock up, stock down from the weekend. Who you got?
Okay, can I start with one of my favorites? This is a random one, but Nick Chubb is reportedly going to sign with the Texans. It's not a done deal today. This, to me, is the most talented running back that never really was, because he was stuck in Cleveland and he kept getting hurt. I love Nick Chubb, and this, I think the Texans are going to be a contender. If he is healthy, he'll be behind Joe Mixon, but I think this is a quiet NFL story that is about to explode. I think he could be great there, because I'm all about the Texans now. My guy, Nick Chubb, stock up to finally being a winner, and getting out of Cleveland is good.
Not concerned at all about C.J. Stroud's shoulder, which we haven't really heard much about since that one day.
Yeah, no, not really. Wouldn't that have been a bigger deal if he had surgery?
I don't know. I'm just not sure.
It sounds like
you're expecting big things from the Texans this year.
Well, the Super Bowl odds are huge. Like, honestly, the odds would have moved. Yeah, I mean, the Texans should win that division. They've really loaded up this offseason. I think if Stroud's okay, they should be amazing, right? I think their defense, I think they'll jump to number one defense in the league, probably. Like, and even without Stroud, they should be able to just dominate. Look at their defensive line. It's insane. You're not seeing the Texans?
I am. I just want to see what's going on with that shoulder. That's all. We're doing stock up, stock down, the M&P 500. Stock up, Carlos Alcaraz with an all-time comeback yesterday.
Carlos Alcaraz reigns in Roland Garros.
Down in the fourth set, he was down 5-3, facing triple championship point against Yannick Sinner. At that point, Sinner was minus 50,000 to win the French Open final.
Damn.
And Alcaraz comes back, Pearl. It was all-time stuff. I mean, really legendary. I know he's not American, and I know it's tennis, but we are watching, like, a meteor. I don't even know how to describe him. You know, people were worried in tennis. What happens after Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic will eventually retire too? Sport could be in really good shape here with Alcaraz, and he and Sinner have now developed this really good rivalry, and yesterday was a huge chapter in that rivalry.
Do you think that Sinner can develop to be the foil? Because Federer eventually had Nadal, and then they both had Djokovic. I think you need at least two. I was wondering about Sinner. Sinner obviously was number one coming into this, had the match won, but I saw something there. I'm like, oh, this guy's definitely losing the mental battle to Alcaraz.
Yeah, well, that's part of it, right? He's in order for this to be a real rivalry.
Like, I worry that Sinner has to hold up his end of the bargain.
I think he's going to. I don't know if people still look at him kind of askance because he did have a PED situation, but it ended up getting rectified where he was not really found at fault for it, which I always thought was a little bit odd. But anyway, this is Alcaraz's world. We're all living in it. He's a pretty charismatic guy on top of it, too. So I think he's going to start becoming an even bigger part of our lives with performances like that.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I'll say, another devil's advocate, tennis, like, when did it change where if you're the best at tennis, you win every tournament? When I was a kid, I felt like you used to get a lot more parity. Now it's like the same two or three guys always win every tournament.
Well, I mean, it was like that with Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic.
Right. I'm saying, now, like, going back to that, it used to be, it felt, now it's like nobody can ever break into that. There's never a wild card tennis winner. It's very rare these days. Maybe there wasn't when I was a kid, but I just feel like the sport's so top heavy. Of course, Djokovic gets old. Of course, now Alcaraz is going to win every tournament because Djokovic set the all-time. The fact that the all-time major win title just keeps on going down to a new player says to me the sport doesn't have any parity anymore for what it's worth.
I got to think about a little bit more about
that. I mean, it's crazy, right? How many does Djokovic have? 20.
Off the top of my head. 24.
I'm curious if Alcaraz could chase him. Okay, stock down. Can we go back to Tyrese Haliburton? It's not the scoring that bothered me last night. The fact that he had more turnovers and assists for an all-NBA-style point guard, like, what happened to him? Why was he not awake for this game, Maggie? I can't understand it.
I think he's trying to be too unselfish, looking for teammates a little bit too much, not looking for his own shot.
But he, and he wasn't even finding teammates in this game.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the turnovers have been horrific.
Sorry, he ended up with 6 assists and 5 turnovers.
I mean, this is why I think that the Pacers are not out of this thing, because he hasn't played well. I mean, he has this all-time game-winning shot from game one, but before that, he was not playing well, and they were turning the ball over like crazy, and last night he didn't play great.
Well, I think the alternative theory is the Thunder are just really good at defending him. Maybe this is a tough matchup because the Thunder have so many guys who can come at you. I'm not sure he'll be able to turn that around. If he does get hot, then the Thunder will just stick Kayson Wallace and Lou Dort on him. Anyway.
Amazing.
Disappointed.
Stock up. I'm going to do a little roller coaster of stock up, stock down here. I'm not trying to throw Manny off here on a Monday, but okay. So the first thing that happened, and this is all part of Yankees Red Sox from yesterday, you had Hunter Dobbins, who is apparently a lifelong Red Sox fan, but from Texas, said that he'd rather retire than ever play for the New York Yankees.
I'd rather die than put on a Red Sox jersey.
Well, that's you. But Hunter Dobbins is actually playing Major League Baseball, and this could be a something, said that 31 other teams he would play for if the Yankees, 29 other teams, if the Yankees offered him a contract, he would retire. This guy's a rookie, granted. So he faces Aaron Judge yesterday, and this is what happened.
Here's first pitch, and Judge drives one. Deep right center field, just watching. Goodbye. Well, 15 rows up, Sue.
And that's obviously Dave Sims and Susan Waldman on the fan. So that's
hey now!
Stock down for Hunter Dobbins. Later in the game, Jazz Chisholm, who's just come back basically for the Yankees, he was mic'd up on Sunday Night Baseball. They're about to start asking about these Dobbins comments, and then this happens.
What are your thoughts on what Hunter Dobbins said earlier about retiring rather than being in pinstripes?
I think we're looking at
1 second. Damn it.
Spin throw
is right. Difficult play. Difficult.
Yeah, that's all right.
Jesse.
We all get it.
It's ruled a hit.
A hit and an error.
Love your Jazz Chisholm Pearl is mic'd up. They start asking about this Dobbins comment. He would never want to play for the Yankees. He'd rather retire. And Chisholm has a ball hit to him, and he commits an error.
Oh, my God. Has that ever happened before?
Yeah, I think sometimes it throws guys off. Like,
yeah, that's what I wondered. I've always wondered that. I'm like, is this a distraction? But it's pretty rare that the ball gets hit to the guy who's mic'd up. But, yeah, this is... If I'm Major League Baseball, I think the players could make a good argument. Hey, look what just happened. Let's not do this anymore.
Darn it. So that would be stuck down. Uh-huh. Jazz, Chisholm, and the Yankees. But then who gets the last laugh? Hunter Dobbins and the Red Sox, because they won the game and won the series last night, Manny. You got to do it. Begrudgingly, he had to give a thumbs up there to the Red Sox.
All right, can I give a stock up for Manny?
Sure.
How about Cristiano Ronaldo and Portugal winning the UEFA Nations League title? Stock up. Let's be honest, though. Were the tears afterwards, a crying Cristiano, was that a bit much?
Yes. You are asking the Barcelona fan about Cristiano Ronaldo. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to be impartial. That might have been a little much. I was watching the game with my parents, and when Cristiano was, like, refusing to turn around and watch what was happening, my mom was, stop being so dramatic. I'm 41 years old. It was a little dramatic, but you know what? I mean, that's the third ever trophy that Portugal has won, and all of them are underneath. With Cristiano playing with the jersey on, so I mean, I'm indifferent.
He was
great game. That's what I cared about.
Big tears afterwards. I was shocked. Because once again, I didn't know how big this tournament was, but I guess it was a big deal.
But
it's a semi-big deal.
Well, it's also, you know, this squares. Don't you think as you get older, you get more emotional about stuff?
Yep. When you're 41, it means something different than Yamal, who's 17, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got his whole career in front.
Yeah. He did not have a good game. Lamine Yamal did not play well.
Final one for you. I got a stock down here for wildlife at NASCAR events.
Don't disparage my NASCAR now.
No, Manny Tires all over this one. Ty Dillon, though, unfortunately, hit a squirrel as he was entering a pit stop during a NASCAR Cup race in Michigan yesterday. Michigan International Speedway. He said afterwards, I murdered a squirrel. I mean... This is like everyday problems. I live in the sticks, so hitting squirrels stuff like that happens all the time. You don't think it's going to happen at a NASCAR race?
Is this like when Randy Johnson killed a bird pitching?
Yeah, murder also suggests intent. Did he try to kill a squirrel? No, it was an accident.
Well,
yeah, that's true. I mean, it was unfortunate.
Honestly, a squirrel could do more damage than he could. I mean, imagine if you tried to swerve out of the way of the squirrel at 145 miles an hour.
Sounds like vehicular manslaughter to me.
Just think about, of all the unfortunate places for a squirrel to find themselves, a NASCAR race? It's awful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.